are at the brink of collapse. The hospitals rely on generators for power, and they too are running out of fuel.
The BBC's Imogene Foulkes. The Georgia Dome will soon be no more. Atlanta will use explosives to implode the dome on Monday morning. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
It's Friday, November the 17th. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Ooh, are you ready for a Thanksgiving week?
Yeah.
Coming up, yeah. You know. My gosh, we've got so much going on to talk about today, and Carl's plugging things in, and we're trying to get headphone adjustments. And how you doing, Jared?
I'm doing well.
And what are your plans for next week?
You're pretty loud.
Oh, well, I can't hear
myself. I turned the headphones on. Well, I didn't turn the individual one on.
Yeah, these are all loud. Just switch.
Somebody could have switched. Sorry about that, folks.
Well, to answer your question, I am going to my aunt's house in Chico for a few days.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so does she have like a special recipe that...
Actually, no. Normally, my family comes to here in Reading.
Okay.
So this will actually be a first, and no, nothing special. Just
hang out together, and that's the most important thing. But sometimes people say, "Oh, my grandmother's." It was too much. Thanks. My grandmother's or my mom's turkey or cranberry. How about? Well, let's talk about with our. First of all, let me go with the weather. Okay, I have so much to talk about.
Okay,
it's currently 40.
Wait a minute. Deep breath.
Currently 43 degrees in the downtown studios. Today's going to be 57, our highs, with 38 tonight. Tomorrow, beautiful sunny day with our highs of 61 and our lows of 39. Mostly sunny, then a slight chance of showers on Sunday with our highs of 59 and Sunday night. 50% chance of showers with our lows of around 46. Now, Monday is 57, Tuesday 60, and we've got rain next week. So, Tuesday night, 54, Wednesday, 62, and Thanksgiving Day, our highs of 63 with showers. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And, a lot of things going on, but we always start Friday off with Amy, and Amy's having an allergy attack right
Amy
with our pet of the week. How are you?
I'm doing good. I brought a cute little kitty today.
Okay.
Her name is Snow, and she's a little tabby and white kitten. So she's got little white feet and a little white nose, and she's very, very cute. She purrs a lot.
She's very cute.
Yeah, she sadly was born in the shelter, which is not a place for any kittens to be born. But she was born in the shelter, and then she went into foster care. And so she's been raised around kids and dogs. And so she's been, you know, well-adjusted little kitty. She likes to purr and sit on your lap. She's what we call a medium hair because it's not a short hair cat, and it's not really that long, but it's a medium hair on her. So.
And you have a special adoption fee with her today.
Yes, actually all of the animals in the shelter. If you bring in a toy, a new unwrapped toy for our Stuff the Bus, all of our adoptions are a discount of $35.
Wow.
So you get $35 off if you bring in a new
unwrapped toy.
Yep, help the kids, help the animals. It's a win-win.
Absolutely.
We used to wrap toys. And because we got such, you know, this is years ago, and everything was fine. There's never a problem. But, all of a sudden, you know, people...
Since the gift bag and
it was just that some pervs would put bad things in them. So,
and that ruins it for everybody. That's why you can't bring in wrapped toys, because we have to know what's in it.
Or would they bring a trashed toy.
Yeah.
And they'd wrap it up and give, you know,
okay,
to a kid.
Okay, you guys,
so
my mouth is wide open.
I also can't bring home baked goods to my kids' school. They have to be store-bought now.
Yeah,
it has to be store bought in the package, unopened. So I can't even open the cupcakes for
you
my kid's birthday.
You can't make.
No, you cannot make cupcakes. cannot make them at home. They have to come from a store, and you have to open them in front of the class so that you don't tamper with them.
Okay.
Or the teacher has to open them up.
Now, is this public school or private?
No, this is public.
I don't know. That just is, you know, it takes away the whole, like, bobbing for apples, and then somebody put a needle in an apple. Yeah. Okay. Not all over the place.
Anyway.
But
going back.
Anyway, let's go back anyway.
If you bring in an unwrapped toy.
An unwrapped new toy.
You're going to get $35 off adoption
fees. Adoption fee. So cats are $85, so her adoption fee will be $50. And, you know, she'll come spayed and microchipped and up to date on all of her vaccines.
There you go. And cute.
And cute,
sit in your lap, purr.
Yes.
Look around the house. You know, I saw a meme yesterday of what happens when you yell at your pets. And one was a beagle hound. Just a little head was down, big soulful eyes, like, oh. And little kitty was giving you the middle finger.
Yep, that's about right.
Yep, that's it. Yeah, I don't care what
that's the one good thing about cats. They're very independent, and you know, they'll come to you for affection, but they're not overly affectionate. They're just kind of like, oh, hey, I'll sit on your lap maybe, you know?
Maybe.
Whereas dogs are just, mine are so in my face all the time.
This is why I love cats.
Yeah.
Because that's what Jared is.
You don't have to really take care of them. They just do their thing.
Jared, you still have to
take
care of them.
I'm lazy, I guess.
Every so often, Jared would come over and sit in my lap, but purr a little bit, and then he'll leave.
There was an article or a special report about how, I think it was on this morning, about dog owners live to be longer. Because, and I think that, you know, there is something to be said about a routine.
Yes.
Like, at a certain period of time, I have to go home to make sure my dog goes out. We don't have a doggy door. And then I will take her up, even with weather yesterday, a soppy day, but it still has beautiful clouds. I took her up to the doggy park.
Yeah.
And just so she could get out, which is great for people. You get out because
exactly.
If a dog depends on you, you have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and with the cat, if you own several cats, you don't live long. You just think you do.
So I do want to mention really quick that Giving Tuesday is quickly approaching.
That's right. A week from next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Right. So save
your chance to contribute.
Yeah. Save a little of your Black Friday shopping money and put it towards a really great thing. And you can even schedule your donation now. So if you want to do it on that day, you can schedule it right now. Uh-huh. HavenHumaneSociety.org or NorthStateGives.org. Last year, the community raised $750,000 altogether for nonprofits in our local community. And as always, we want to do better than we did even last year. So it's a great cause, you know. We work really hard. The people that I work with, we all work extremely hard. And we are, all of us, our hearts are in it for the right thing. And, you know, we could use the community's help, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Amy, and happy Thanksgiving coming up. And at the 8 o'clock hour, we have our special vet, Kara Tennant, and that's going to be great because she's going to give some helpful hints on what not to feed your animals.
That's good, yes.
And what happens if you feed your animals, and all kinds of great things.
I actually just saw her yesterday.
She's good people.
She is good people.
Okay. Thanks,
Amy. All right, you guys have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks so much.
Here's the thing about when you bang your back up, like I did, that... You know, my usual sleep number setting is 60. I pushed my sleep number setting up to 100 at the firmest level, and slept on it last night. And this morning I feel better, but you know, a lot of it had to do with you forced me.
I babied you.
You babied me, and you know, and no hard drugs though. I'm not into opiates.
Nope.
I had what was the thing you gave me this morning? That powder that went up.
BC
my nose.
Powder.
Oh, BC powder. That's right. And you just poured my mouth, and it's like. Wah.
Give you a shot of tequila and put you in a salt bath last night.
There you go. The shot of tequila.
I mean, I'm telling you. Ooh. I mean, these are tricks of the trade. The only thing we don't have is the ice bath.
Yep.
You know, like they do after.
Well,
you know,
I'm not going to do that anyway. But here's the thing is I was able to adjust my bed so that it helped me sleep a lot better, and I feel a lot better this morning. And you can only do that really on a sleep number mattress, dual air technology. I had mine up to 100. Linda had hers at 50. So she did not have to have a board put underneath the bed.
It was wonderful.
At the same time. So, you know, if nothing else, that's a huge thing. And right now, Sleep Number is honoring our military by having exclusive savings just for the military and veterans. And also right now, the semi-annual sale, you're going to find clearance savings of $600 on a Sleep Number P6 mattress with Sleep IQ technology, which gives you hints before you go to bed. And how to adjust your bed, how to, you know, how you can sleep better. And, of course, the Sleep Number 360 that just adjusts as you move through the night. You're not going to get better than Sleep Number. Head on down to Target Shopping Center. Go see the Sleep Number people. Lay on the bed. I promise you, you won't be sorry. How much is a good night's sleep worth? What a great Christmas present for yourself. Hey, what about the kids? Kids need lots of good sleep, too. Anyway, we'll be right back. It's 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
My daddy spent his life looking up at the sky. He cussed, kicked the dust, saying, son, it's way too dry. The clouds up in the city, the weatherman complains.
Don't miss it, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammo, and, of course, reloading supplies. This weekend only, the Reading Gun Show at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
At Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions is in everything we do, including our new personal checking accounts with added features designed to give you a little extra security and peace of mind. Cell phone insurance gives you up to $300 to repair or replace your phone if it's damaged or stolen. And ID protection provides ongoing identity monitoring, 3-in-1 credit reports, and identity theft resolution services. Plus, each personal checking account comes with access to branches throughout Northern and Central California, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, and live banker support by phone 7 days a week. With our unique brand of service with solutions, we strive to improve your financial success and well-being. To learn more about our new personal checking accounts, stop by your local branch or visit tricountiesbank.com. Insurance products are not insured by FDIC or a federal government agency, not a deposit of or guaranteed by the bank or any bank affiliate. Member FDIC.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning, everybody. 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 17th, that's Friday. SST Oil brings us this portion of the show. SST Oil, been in the business 50 years. There's a reason for that. Great service. They take care of your anything that needs fuel oil, they'll do that. It's on their trucks. They've got it all. Great customer service. Their people have been with them. Some people, you know, been with them their whole business. It's an employee-owned business, one of the largest ones up here in Northern California, SST Oil. Give them a call, 241.
Devin?
These fuel cards. They're good in 57,000 places. Linda and I each have one. And, I mean, anywhere you go to, you can use it. It's super. Anyway, hey, did you hear about the 74-year-old up in McDonald's, up here on Lake Boulevard?
Mm.
He goes in and goes to the bathroom. 4:45 in the afternoon. It wasn't late at night. This jerko, 30 years old or something, comes in to try to mug him, pretends he's got a gun. 74-year-old turns around and unleashes a furious attack, pushing him out of the bathroom. The guy runs, squealing and crying, down the street, and the police arrest him. Turns out he just got released in October after 4.5 years in the slammer.
Well, we
yay!
Go ahead.
I have one other thing. Yesterday, I had the honor of sitting on the Corporal's Promotion Board, along with two other citizens, Angela Jones of One Safe Place, and Kyle over here, the principal over at Central Valley High School. And we were the community members on this board. They also had three sergeants from other jurisdictions. And we had 20 minutes with each one of the candidates. And Redding, let me tell you something. These young men, and it was just men this time, because they have women also at other times coming up. These young men, these 13 that we saw today, are just top-notch. There was, every one of them could have been promoted. Every one of them. You know what? College degrees, master's degrees, lots of experience in the job. Some of the lat moves coming in were sergeants in their last jobs up here. I tell you what, and then listening to one of the other, listening to the sergeants from the other communities like Stockton and others saying, you guys have got what a group of people you have up here. So we do. You know, and as Roger Moore says, who's doing a lot of great things, is that, hats off to Rob Poletti, our last police chief, for building this team. And I tell you, there were some of them, they're coming in, first in their class here, first in their class there. It was great talking to them, learning about them, seeing what their ideas were. But I tell you what, every one of them is strong on community service. Strong on keeping our community safe, because they live in this community. They want their kids to be safe. They want their wives to be safe. They're not out there just going through the motions. These men are ready to lead. So, you know what? When you see them again, I was just so pleasantly surprised. Not surprised, but I was just it was refreshing to find out that these, after years on a job, and they've all got 10, 12 years on a job minimum, that they...
Positive attitude.
Oh, their attitudes were positive. They want the best. So.
Speaking of positive attitude, and I love the story that you just told, because it gives you, it gives you an insight of people who are, striving for excellence in community service and attitude. And, let's face facts. People may have their mixed emotions about people in authority, but here's the fact, is that when you're in need, my God, do you want the people that are our first responders to be there for you? So we always must keep them in our thoughts and our prayers.
And by the way, the one that we, as a civilian side, rated number one and two, the sergeants from the other communities who also evaluated them, rated the same two.
Oh, I love it.
One and two.
All on the same
and we
page.
All, but the top five, we all had the same top five. But the first two were it was wow.
Okay, so the question for you today before we go into, the Thanksgiving week. And I've been thinking about this a lot. When was the last time I really strove for excellence? Excellence in maybe your workout or a paper that you're writing or doing, a new hobby that isn't so where you're like, I don't mean that you have to, lash yourself because it's not perfect, but just striving for excellency. And that's why I really like to watch some sports figures. And Tom Brady is one of them, whether you like him or not, or you're a Patriots fan or not. He's 40 years old. And when you think about being in the NFL and being thrown around, your when you look at those bodies slammed on the ground like that, that's a crunch. That's a crunch. I mean, I know I've been dropped in from a lift in a dance, and I still have back issues from that. Years ago in my teens, maybe I was in my early 20s, I can't remember. But anyway, so he's got a book out that's called The TB12 Method. And the implication is that his lifestyle principles can work for just about anybody. Elite athletes, weekend YMCA warriors, yoga enthusiasts, or even middle-aged columnists pressed to make the next deadline. You know, and of course, Rob Gronsky is back. But his regimen includes disciplined nutrition. He currently leads the NFL in passing attempts, 343, completions, 231, and yards, 2,807, as he and the Patriots gear up for another potential Super Bowl run. I love he uses this word. He's long, loose, and primed to fire. It's a result of revolutionary holistic training approach that Brady has developed with his body coach. And there's a term, I'm looking for it, that he uses, and they talk about it on the air when he's playing. And I just love that, the excellency. We were wondering, like, how does he do it? It's because he is so, I told Carl,
you know, he's into
he's
yoga.
So disciplined.
He's got his kids eating the same way, too. So,
yes, his
I
whole
mean,
family.
If you look at him, he was not the prototype.
Pliability is what it's called.
Yeah, he's not the prototype of quarterbacks. But look at him now. There's nobody better. Oh, well, you got this guy and this guy. Nobody has been as consistent as Tom Brady. And I tell you what, he is a scrapper. The other day, he ran at after something happened in the end zone. He ran down there. Now, oh, you're watching the NFL. I watch the NFL occasionally. Nothing like I did before. I do like to watch the Patriots because those guys, they all stand up, and they're fighters. You know, I like champions that are staying champions because it's hard to do that. Look at all the other ones. You know, you had this. You know, you had the 49ers back in the days of Montana.
This is what he's talking about.
Had Elway. You had Green Bay, but you've got Tom Brady and the Patriots are just consistently great.
So he's created his own. This is what I'm saying is he's reached into the never never land that's never been there before, and he's created his own technique. And he loved Joe Montana, was a hero of his, and he used to be ice it and rest it. Well, he found that his elbow was having the same thing with his elbows, and he suffered chronic pain from his elbows, and that the muscles were short. So this is where he came up with this pliability. It solved his arm issues, so he ultimately applied the concept to other areas of his body. Now he sees this approach as part of his legacy, ideally impacting the longevity of athletes on a grand scale. I love this.
Well, we'll see what happens. Okay. Hey, last thing. Senator Al Franken, the comedian, the Democrat, has just had charges leveled on him of sexual assault by a woman on a USO tour. That Franken forced a kiss on her, put his tongue in her mouth, and she had to go wash her mouth out. She said it was disgusting. But then there's a photo of Al Franken with his hands over the breast of this woman on the flight back. She's got her helmet on, and she's sleeping, and he's got his hands over, looking over with this leering smile. And they got a photo of it that he thought was really funny. Well, guess what, Al? Your people, the fellow senators, don't think it's funny. In fact, he's going in front of the Ethics Committee. Franken did apologize. He said, I don't know why I would do something like that. It was just terrible. Anyway, so he's going in front of the Ethics Committee, too. You know what? This is just, you know, then you just had, you know, Sylvester Stallone accused.
Oh. That was pretty Well,
nasty.
You're innocent until proven guilty.
Well,
okay?
You are. I tell you what, Roy Moore down in Alabama, he is fighting back, and he says, Trump says, hey, look, I'm not, you know, we're not spending any money down there, but let the voters of Alabama have their say. And that's the way it is. Okay, we're going to take a break. We've got a lot of things going on. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. All the things that are going on out there. You know what? Why not give Lance Beck a call at 243-0295 and ask him how he can help keep your business or your home safe during the holidays. You know, how about just a patrol going by? Somebody come in and checking, looking around the house, making sure it's okay. How about at your business? And you got all these freeloading transient jerks coming in there and just robbing you blind. Why not have a, you know, you figure, how much is that costing you? And if you go to North State Security and have one of their people around there, at least they can, you know, they're going to help you with that, an extra set of eyes. And they have armed security, and they have a special program that can have somebody there in under 8 minutes. Think about that. 8 minutes or less. You're not going to get that from the police. We don't have enough police for that, but North State Security does. Give them a call, 243-0295, North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Coming up, Cascade Theater.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Real winners, real people. Play our November to Remember Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, fuel prizes, or a brand new Chevy Colorado. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 8 p.m. for free slot play and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Chevy Colorado. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. The truck you always wanted, designed to take on every day. Let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our November to Remember Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win a brand new Chevy Colorado from Lithia Chevrolet of Reading. Final drawing Thursday, November 30th. November to Remember Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Cascade Christmas is coming soon, an all-new show for the whole family. Don't miss this holiday spectacular. Free pictures with Santa after all 2 p.m. shows, so bring your camera. Tickets on sale now at cascadetheater.org or call 243-8877.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Whisper to me softly, free words upon
Alabama, man. Love it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460. 17th of November. Gosh, next week's Thanksgiving. 43 degrees, going up to 57 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they give discounts for seniors and veterans. Northern Firearms Instruction brings you this portion of the show, the most complete firearms instruction and training you're going to find in California. The largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California is Northern Firearms Instruction. Check them out at usgunpro.com. Or call them at 530-999-1822. They are having a tactical rifle class this weekend. There may be a couple of spots that are open. Anyway, Northern Firearms Instruction. They were here with Ron,
Nomanic. Ryan Nomanic?
Something like that.
And Mark Amaker.
Hi, guys. That was the way I wrote it. So anyway, welcome our cast from Cascade Christmas. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, Linda.
All right. So, Mark, we're going to start with you.
Okay.
And listen to that voice. You are supposed to be like, you're the vocal guy for the cast.
Yeah, it's kind of gone.
Were you rehearsing last night?
Of course.
Oh, really? Yeah. So are you really a baritone or a bass?
I'm a baritone normally. Right now I'm a super bass.
You're a super bass. Okay. How fun, though. So let's talk about with this, because it's such a big production every year, and you have, how many people in the cast this year?
About 30.
Yeah, something like 30, 35.
Okay, so then you have to try to then establish parts. Tell us what goes on in pre-production when you are casting parts and you've got singers, like Ryan will be one of the singers and one of the actors in the play. And how do you go about saying, okay, you're sopranos, you're sec... how does that happen? How long does that take?
Well, it usually takes... We have about a week for auditions, and then from there, we look at what we have, and we usually go by what their actual vocal range is, and then we'll try and fit them into what they are. So we'll need an average of about two on each part, so two sopranos, altos, tenors, basses.
And is there a lot of pre-recording or everything that we're hearing live?
No, everything's live.
See, I love that, because sometimes I think, how do they get that sound so wonderful? Are they singing over, like, a track?
It's a background track, but no vocals on it.
But no vocals on it. So we'd listen to that, ladies and gentlemen. That means that everything you're hearing is completely live. And as you are so well rehearsed, there's a lot of rehearsal time that goes into this production that takes, what, 6 days? There's, like, 6 days, but 12 shows?
It's like 15 shows, I think.
15 shows, okay. Because you do also school shows.
You should take this on the road, you know. Oregon, Washington, Idaho.
Well, I mean, it's pretty soon you'll be doing the Oregon, too.
There's some coming here.
So, Ryan, you played Tarzan.
I did.
And that was such a wonderful show.
You were Tarzan?
I was.
He was Tarzan, yeah. How can you look at those
I was
muscles.
Bigger back then.
Lots of shakes.
I didn't recognize you with your clothes on.
Yeah. That was really good, too. What number of production would this be for you with
Cascade?
Yes.
Something like 7 officially with the company, 8 at the Cascade, something like that.
Mm-hmm. And when was the company formed?
Oh, way before me. I don't know.
It's been going on a long
time,
I would imagine.
Officially, where it became a company was just maybe 7 years ago, I think.
Yes, with the new Cascade Theater Company.
Right.
About 7 years
ago. And, Mark, are you officially the, or is it just for the Cascade? Are you the vocal, would be your title?
I'm the vocal director for the show. It's usually show by show is how they go. So it's not like a company-wide vocal director. So it's each show they figure out the best fit for the show with choreographers, vocal directors, and actual director for the show.
Give us a little bit of your background. What led you to where you are now?
I have been a choral guy for a long time through Shasta College, and then just a lot of experience with musical theater in the area, and I started vocal directing actually with Axiom Theater about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And so I did their shows, and so something I enjoyed, and then Jana brought me on for this because I've been with the company for about 5 or 6 years.
Fantastic,
now.
Fantastic. You've been listening to Mark Amaker, and let's go back into Ryan.
Nomanic.
Nomanic, yeah.
Yeah, like romantic.
Something like that.
All right. What's exciting for you about this particular show? All fresh, all new, which we love because we're never repeating anything with the Cascade Theater. So every year you're always in for great surprises.
Yeah. Well, that is one of the great things about Cascade Christmas is every year there's something different. Sometimes it's a completely different show. Other times there's some familiar parts mixed with new parts. And this year, it's completely new for me because I haven't been in one since 2013. But this year, we have some new elements. Like, we have an illusionist, So some magic illusion in the show.
Good old Las Vegas show.
Mm-hmm, yep. Well, not quite Las Vegas. So I want to put it there. But
oh, yeah, it is.
We also... I meant it family friendly. This is a family friendly show. And there's also a 3D element to the show this year, which is going to be really cool. There's one part of the show where we're going to have the audience pull out their 3D glasses, which they're going to get when they walk in the door.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, there's some cool new elements to the show, which we've never done before. So I'm excited about those.
Oh, absolutely. When I say, well, listen, my day in Vegas, they would have the tumblers and the illusionists, and then they would have, the gaucho guys in between all the dance numbers. So it was like great. It was a great, and kids would go too. They had, we would call them the cupboards, and then you'd have the, but they still have dinner shows. So,
yeah,
I know it's a Cascade Christmas, but we've gone now every year since I think it's conception.
Oh, wow.
And
you're veterans.
I've been here 10, so it's been 10 years maybe? Has it gone on beyond?
This is the 15th annual, isn't it?
14th, 15th.
Oh, okay.
Right around there.
Maybe, I'm sorry. But every year, pleasantly surprised. And half the fun for me are watching the kids watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
No wiggly kids. They are completely besotted with a great show.
Yeah, they love it.
Give us a couple. Are there original songs in the show? Are we going to go with more traditional?
It's definitely more traditional songs this year.
And Jana created the show this year.
Yes.
Yep.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is.
Let's just put something else on our plate. all right. So give us maybe one of the songs that we can look forward to hearing.
Some of our classics. We have White Christmas.
There we go.
Yeah. Carl brought in his 3D glasses from the eclipse. Yeah. Okay. So you have White Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we have another fun version of "Twas the Night Before Christmas." It's not your classic version, but it's a more upbeat, fun song version of it. So it's a great song.
Yeah. And then we have some medleys in there as well that combine a lot of traditional Christmas songs, much faster paced and a lot more fun.
Well, you guys are so alive and with us this morning, and it's really great. I think when people really love what they do, and they are you're great advertisers of the show, of the company. You know, just really being excited to, for us to see that, the inspiration of the actors and the people involved.
Here's the thing, too, is we had some people that were out in the, doing this also, and they're going to school. Mm-hmm. And there is so much that is available here in Reading as far as theater goes, especially musical theater. And you talk to the young people that are in the that festive dinner, the
Madrigals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're all pumped up, about all the things they can do. And then you've got something like this.
No, I did not live here at that point.
Oh, okay. I thought you.
That's the high school.
I thought you were making a muscle and kissing your arm or something like that.
No,
but
I thought that was a little strange. But that's okay. You guys are in theater. I live with a theater.
We are strange.
Yeah,
we are strange breed.
We are weird birds.
Anyway, but what I was trying to say was that there is all these different outlets. Great theater around here. You got the Cascade, but you got so many different things that are opening up, and
excellent.
Younger people are seeing this, and they're going on, from Shasta College on up to other colleges, and this is going to be part of their life, no matter what they do, forever, because of the way they've been raised here.
Yeah, it's true.
So, what do you do when you're not doing this?
I'm a product manager for a software development company.
Okay,
now.
Cool. That's what I thought. And
good guess.
And Mark, yeah, that's what I thought.
My wife and I own a dance studio in town. My wife is actually the choreographer for Cascade Christmas.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, Christy.
Yeah. And see, because I ask these things because you all spend so much time doing this. And I know you do it because you enjoy it. You wouldn't do it if you didn't love it. And you put on such great shows, but you've also got other lives, too.
We have very full lives, yeah. Pretty much every one of us.
Which is the company that you work for?
Limelight Health.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Well, no, I mean, because
you've probably been
Garrett Viggers. Garrett Viggers.
Yeah.
And you've been on here before.
Yeah.
And Alan.
Yep. Jana's husband.
Oh, my gosh. It's small world. Love it.
It is.
Well, that's how it works, mom and pop. We all just reach our little arms out.
I always think of mom and pop kind of like
I know.
Like in their 90s.
Like Mr. and Mr. Santa Claus.
Yeah, something like that. There's a real mom and pop store. Okay. Well, all right, everybody. It is the Cascade Christmas. It's going to start on?
Day after Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, yep.
Okay, tickets still very limited, but there's still some.
They sell out fast, yeah.
And you also have a couple of matinees.
Oh, yes. Several matinees, yeah. Yes, we actually have a matinee on opening day, the day after Thanksgiving. We have 2 and 7 p.m. shows. And then we run through December 3rd. We close with our matinee show on Sunday the 3rd. Tickets are cascadetheater.org or the box office. You can call in.
Thank you so much. We're honored to have you here this morning. Thank you. We look so forward to be part of the audience to support you in this wonderful endeavor. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you.
All right.
All right, everybody. Cascade Christmas. This portion of the show, as we move into our next portion, is brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for quality, compassionate in-home care that's customized for what you need, you know, you need to go to Home Helpers. Been in the business well over 11 years, been voted best in the North State, been business of the year several times, and Sharon Clark cares. She's going to talk to you about what you need for your family. Give her a call, 226-8350. Home Helpers. We'll be right back after these messages.
They're there for your first year. They give you your first beer. When you get your heart broke, they're there for your worst year. Don't get you at all, but your apple don't fall too far from them. They own too much wicker and drink too much liquor. You'd wash your hands of them, but blood's always thicker. You might look just like them, that don't mean you like them.
Discover the East Reading residential community of Shastina Ranch, built by Palomar Builders. Located off Airport Road with a regional park, walking trails, decorative streetlights, sidewalk planters, view lots, fabulous open spaces with close proximity to quality schools. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. These homes are priced from $356,800 to $518,800. Contact Rhonda Culp at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Don't miss it, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammo, and, of course, reloading supplies. This weekend only, the Reading Gun Show at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holidays sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Reading Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding, and like all Kia, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays, too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Reading Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, readingkia.com.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay 3 times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these 3 things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least 3 bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Discover the residential community of River Point, built by Palomar Builders, located in South Reading, with large deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. This credit may be used for closing cost upgrades or landscape and is a limited time offer. Contact Debbie Morgan at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Because of drug control and drug trafficking and the tunnels that are dug underneath.
The warden led a prisoner down the hallway to his doom. I stood up, say goodbye like all the rest.
Wow.
Yeah, Merle.
Great country songs. We were watching a documentary the other night, weren't we, Carl, about these guys on the road. It's called something, you know.
On the tour bus.
Something on the bus. And each one of these country acts and what they went through. A lot of them did jail time, and a lot of them did lots of...
Roadies. Roadies.
Lots of other enhancement things.
Yeah. I've been watching the... I've been watching the
show The Ranch on Netflix lately.
Yeah,
it's on paper. It's kind of a crappy show, but I like it.
We've watched it one time, and there's
so much country music in that. And yeah. I just watched it last night, and so I'm feeling my
country
roots today.
You're feeling your country roots today. Well, you know, you can go there. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. It's getting to be Christmas, New Year's, and anniversary time. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And it's where I go to buy jewelry because great deals, honest people, and they're really friendly, too. So, Four Winds Jewelry. How are you, sweetie? I've been grumpy this morning. I admit it. I've been a little grumpy this morning because I hurt.
Well, Trish called last night and said, how are you? It's one of those.
But you did get up this morning. You took care of the dog.
Well, you bent over a certain way, and it happens.
I don't know. It does not happen to me.
You wrenched your back.
Does not happen to me. It's feeling better. But, okay. We've got a lot of things going
on.
Thank God
for Trudy Pratt. Yeah. Dr. Trudy Pratt. We've been on her, both of us. So we've been on her table here for a couple times. That's been great.
Yeah. Well, because she gets in there and smacks it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, all these things are going on this weekend, Thanksgiving. It's going to be another huge, huge, huge busy travel time.
And it's
snowing.
And here
we are right in the middle of it.
It's snowing in the mountains.
It's snowing in the mountains.
They said Alpine's got snow. And, you know, what a fabulous way to bring in Thanksgiving weekend and the holidays is to go skiing up in Tahoe. Oh, and actually Mount Shasta. So that'll be great. And it will be. We are going to be tested for patients because, yes, we are... flying, and we have long layovers, and it's just the way it is because we bought our tickets on Priceline 4 months ago, and so there you go. We're gonna leave, but we're not supposed to say these things out loud because.
Well, then don't.
But we have guards all over our house, so just realize that.
People always stay at our house, armed people. Okay, we're usually do our.
He is here.
Keith, come on in. Keith is our man on the street.
Hi,
grab
Keith,
that.
Man on the street.
Keith Houston is our man on the street. He kind of comes in here casually late. Okay. Can you hear through your hoodie?
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay, what was the subject this week?
The subject this week was about the opium crisis.
Opiate crisis?
Opiate.
Okay. Opiate.
Yeah.
Opiate.
Yes. Okay, so I know we've got a few. So where'd you go to talk to people?
Just around the city, mainly stores and malls and stuff. So even my school.
Does anybody give you a bad time?
Not really. No, they're all pretty
pretty cool.
Good.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's listen to it. We've got them all lined up here. What Keith does is you go around during the week and then you send them over to us and we try to put them. Well, we really don't have to cut them a lot because you've done a good job with them. here. So,
but let's also talk about the fact that you're with Simpson. And this is our way of reaching out with Simpson and our students and hoping to give you the opportunity to help you grow. And we love the fact that you're doing this. How many would you say, after we've edited this down, how many would you say that you actually approached?
I approached maybe, I would say, around 10 people.
Okay.
I would say five off of campus, five on campus. And then the ones that I think are pretty good, I'll send them in, and then we'll just
Well, let's hear them. Okay. Let's hear them now. This is about the opiate crisis.
So do you know anyone who has been impacted by opium?
Absolutely. My own mom. So it started with a prescription addiction, and it further escalated. She wasn't able to pay for the pills and the products, so she turned to the streets, obviously, because heroin is a lot cheaper, and it's a really good replacement for a lot of the pharmaceutical drugs that are out there. Mm-hmm. What most people don't know is that the real enemy here is the big pharma. It's the pharmaceuticals working hand in hand with the cartels.
Whoa, wow. That was powerful.
Well, Redding has a really big opium crisis. A lot of people have been dying because of overdoses. So for someone who's been around, someone who has been dealing with opium and all that, what do you think that Redding should do to fix this epidemic?
Yeah, well, it's definitely not something that could be fixed overnight. I would say let's attack it at a medical angle. Let's shut down the pharmaceuticals. Also, I'm going out on a limb here, but I would urge people to consider why our borders should be closed. Mm. Because of drug control and drug trafficking and the tunnels that are dug underneath. Especially, we're in the state of California. It is notorious for having drug tunnels, obviously via Mexico. But there's also other places in the northern border. And so we have drugs coming from different angles. And obviously when you are hiring the prices of the pharmaceutical drugs, it's harder to obtain. People are not able to pay for them. And doctors are scared to now prescribe it because of all the cases where it's been abused. They're going to turn to the streets. Mm-hmm. So we need to attack this at many different angles. First and foremost, think about the borders. Think about control, public safety, et cetera. Yeah, I can go on and on about it, honestly.
Okay, what's next?
Do you know anyone who has been impacted by opium?
Not opium per se, but other drugs, yes.
Okay. Now, Redding is dealing with an opium crisis. How do you think that they should go about this issue?
There's so many different facets of the opium crisis and drugs in general. One of the first things I think we have to address is our homeless issue, mm-hmm. because so many people on opium, on various drugs, are homeless, and they have mental health issues, and those need to be addressed before we can see what the true problem is. When we closed our mental health facilities, that created an enlargement of our homeless community, which I think just feeds into the opium crisis and the drug issue here in town. And we're going to have to take steps to address both.
Okay, we're going to have to cut it right there because we're running out of time here. You hit it on there. Everybody's has a thought about that, Keith.
Yeah.
Everybody, I think, has been touched by it. And the point about, hey, we're going to block the borders. I wasn't sure where she was going with that, but I think what she was saying was, hey, it's coming across the borders. We're going to have to fight it there, too.
Yeah.
And the tunnels.
And the tunnels, but also pharmaceuticals. As one of our people has written, it says, doctors have been prescribing this for years. Well, we talked about this with the gentleman the other day, Sam Canetas, and he said, you know what, 20 years ago they said that, hey, opiates were okay, that they weren't going to be addictive. So, and it's gone from there. But people, sound like people were really concerned.
Yeah, it's a pretty big issue. I think A lot of people know about it, and they know like the effects of it and how much it can like impact, you know, not people that they know, but people around them. And it's a really, you know, really big issue.
Is it an issue on campus?
Not at
Simpson.
Not at Simpson.
Not at Simpson. Yeah. No, you all are just too busy trying to learn how to walk on water right now out there on the at the fountains.
Oh, of course, of
course. Basketball court, you know. But as you're talking to people on the street, and I really would like to hear further, but we have an 8 o'clock guest. It would be great to hear the people. Were those students or were those people on the street?
One was a student. One was someone.
I was just wandering through.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, Keith. Thank you very much.
Keep it up.
You. Now, next Friday, everybody's off. So.
Yeah.
So for Thanksgiving, I'm sure you'll be at home, like all the rest of us, so, or doing something.
Yeah. I won't be home, but I'll be having Thanksgiving with some special people, so.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's super. You know, thank you so much for this. You know, you're doing a great job at it. Okay, everybody, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with Dr. Kara Tennant.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
The president has said many times we'll bring back our great American dreams. Now is the time to deliver, and we fully expect the Senate to follow the House's suit.
But former Romney campaign advisor Dan Senor tells CBS this morning the GOP tax bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate.
There's a lot in this bill that I think is hugely problematic, and the process is messy going forward. But I do think the Democratic attacks are not the problem for the Republican plan. The problem is the intra-Republican debate.
President Trump hopes to sign a final bill by Christmas. China's president has sent a special envoy to North Korea in a bid to improve relations and confront the North's nuclear weapons program. The faith-based director at the Homeland Security Department has resigned following a CNN report on racially inflammatory remarks he made before joining the federal government.
In announcing the resignation of Reverend Jamie Johnson after a report of racially charged remarks, DHS Acting Press Secretary Tyler Q. Holton said the remarks do not reflect the values of DHS and the administration. Before joining DHS this year, Johnson was prominent in Iowa Republican politics and a regular on conservative talk radio.
That's reporter Mike Gracia. New home construction was booming in October, up more than 13%. That's the best pace in a year. Wall Street, the Dow is off 72 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes the star.
That light, that's the star. This is where it's been leading me.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
If you work with soaps, chemicals, dirt, grease, or grime, or even paint, cement, and fertilizers, chances are you have dry skin. Give your body the protection it deserves. Gloves in a Bottle is a unique shielding and dry skin care lotion that keeps the good stuff in and the bad stuff out.
Now available at local pharmacies and selected hardware stores, or shop at glovesinabottle.com and use code SALEM to get 15% off on your entire purchase.
The TransCanada Corporation says its Keystone pipeline has leaked an estimated 210,000 gallons of oil in South Dakota.
The cause of the leak is under investigation, according to TransCanada, but the South Dakota Department of Environment and Natural Resources says that officials don't believe any surface water bodies have been threatened or any drinking water systems also from the spill.
Correspondent James Nord says the South Dakota spill comes ahead of a key decision regarding the widely debated Keystone XL pipeline. Next week, Nebraska regulators are set to announce whether they will accept or reject the pipeline. Pittsburgh rolled over Tennessee on Thursday night football. Ben Roethlisberger threw three of his four touchdown passes to Antonio Brown. The Steelers crushed the Titans 40-17. They've won five straight. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. Mitsubishi is recalling nearly 84,000 small cars in the U.S. because the airbags may not inflate in a crash.
The recall covers certain Mirage models from 2014 through 2018. The company says the safety restraint computer can interpret road vibrations or a flat tire as a sensor error and disable the car's seven airbags. If this happens, drivers would see a warning light on the dashboard. Mitsubishi says dealers will reprogram the computer at no cost to owners. The recall is expected to start this month.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Tesla wants to electrify big trucks. After more than a decade of making cars and SUVs, the company plans to unveil an electric semi-tractor trailer tonight in California. CEO Elon Musk says the semi is capable of traveling 500 miles on a single electric charge. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Of course, the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Newly remodeled, but the same great customer service and that outstanding walk-in humidor. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Don't you feel better now that you have all these beautiful women in here?
You know what? I'm starting to sweat.
Yeah, you're starting to feel better. Currently 43 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be sunny today. It is sunny right now with our highs today of 57 and mostly clear tonight with our lows of 38. Tomorrow calls for a sunny day with the temperatures around 61 of highs, partly cloudy, 39 lows. Sunday calls for mostly sunny and then slight chance of showers around 59. And Sunday night calls for a low of 46. Now, coming up next week, rain on Monday, rain likely Monday night, showers on Tuesday with our highs of around 60, showers on Tuesday night, Wednesday showers, Thanksgiving Day showers, likely mostly cloudy with a high near 63. That's the forecast here. And the weather today is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Hello, everybody. And, you know, of course, today we have Dr. Kara Tennant, but before we start off with here, we have Dr. Maria Salas.
Our doctor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning.
Good morning. It's such a beautiful day.
Isn't it great out there?
Energy's on. Wells Fargo Advisor, and we just love you, Susan. What's going on Wall Street?
Well, the major averages are trading in negative territory this morning as investors keep an eye on tax reform. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 86 points at 23,373. The S&P 500 is off 3 points at 2,582, and the NASDAQ Composite losing 5 points at 6,787. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, CBS Corp., down 30 cents at $56.10. GE up a dime at $18.36 per share, and Bank of America down 8 cents at $26.67. Local stocks of interest, Best Buy up 8 cents, trading at $55.32. PepsiCo off 51 cents at $114.72. UPS down 56 cents at $113.14. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 2.35% and the 30-year bond 2.79%. Over to commodities, gold is down $11.90 an ounce at $1,277, silver down 28 cents at $17.15 per ounce, and crude oil up a dollar, trading at $56 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much, and have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right.
Okay. Hey, you know what, Susan Eastman over on,
Park Marina Drive in Wells Fargo building.
She is
a Wells Fargo advisor.
Advisors.
Great with investments, and she's just a really, really wonderful woman. So
straight
go girl
shooter.
Power.
Straight shooter. Yeah. Okay. Dr. Maria Salas is here. What are you doing
yes,
here?
Yes. Linda is carrying you this morning.
She is. She is. You know what? She's got spur marks on her sides from carrying me. That's right.
So I came over to say hi to you guys. I haven't seen you, you know. In a few days, I
How
think.
How are you?
I had so much fun last Friday night.
Yeah, it was Marine Corps Ball.
Ball
yeah,
night.
Fantastic.
Ooh. So, really nice topic that I'm going to by. So I wanted to, on behalf of the United States Marine Corps and the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, thank you, Carl and Linda, for always supporting them while they're here. This is a certificate of appreciation for you guys.
What a beautiful presentation.
Put together.
Oh, my gosh.
And I want to remind everybody, they do these themselves, okay? So they don't have admin support. They get a certain amount from the base. And this one is for KCNR. As well.
Oh, cool. Okay. We're going to put that up.
Yes. It says United States Marine Corps Certificate of Appreciation. Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard takes great pleasure in presenting the certificate of appreciation to Colonel Carl and Linda Bott for their hospitality and support during the Reading Rodeo 2017. We need to take pictures of this and send it to everybody.
Yep. So that's why I'm here. So I wanted to say thank you guys. I have a lot of other people to thank. We've got a long list, and as
people,
you know,
really support. You know what?
But
people
thank
support
you, Maria.
The rodeo. Well, you know what? You are one of them. I hope you.
You're the contact.
Did you get
point
one of these?
Person.
You haven't.
What?
Well, you will. Oh, yes, you will. Because you know what? Here it comes. You know what? I make the phone call. I send out this piece of paper to them. And then I hand it to Dr. Maria and Gordon and Debbie Bach. Mm-hmm. There it goes. That's the last time I see it until all of a sudden all these Marines start showing up.
Yeah.
You guys are great.
Dr.
Thank
Maria,
you.
Did you get the DD forms in? Did you get the DD forms in? That's
well,
what I
do,
hear
I
for
do
about
get a,
a
few,
year.
I get a few of those, yes. So I'm going to put them in right now for next year.
So they love, they get, how many parades do they get to do a year?
So they do. I don't know the exact amount. I do know that they're gone, almost every month. And in the summer, they actually do have one down in Barstow. I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, we've already sent off the request.
Sir, you have.
But it's been cut down, so they have just, not like hundreds, but it's below, it's under 50.
No, and they have like their top three that they're like, we have to be there.
In
we
Reading.
Love it, and we make that cut. And part of that is because of the community support they get here in Reading and in Shasta County, and just everyone, you know, that comes.
I tell you
together.
What, Ed Roman popped for rooms 2 years ago, without even a question. He goes, I can
Crown
do that.
And Crown did the van.
And Crown handed it.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's talk about
the van.
How about
Steve and all those guys? I mean, and they put
Holiday
tires
Harbor.
On it. Holiday Harbor.
I mean, people.
Kevin Kelly. Yep. I mean, well, there's even probably more stuff.
Oh, there is. And as you know, I was invited on next Wednesday to
you're going
to
be
you
and Vent.
You guys. Yeah.
You and Vent.
So we'll go ahead and go into detail with all the
thank
yous.
Great.
And I'll be taking pictures in the next week when we present the awards to everybody and thank them and put it on Facebook and all of that. So that's what I wanted to do with you guys today, and I appreciate you letting me come on. Dr. Kara Tennant, oh my gosh, I'm gonna give her crap for like till kingdom come
because she was supposed to be in. So you wanted her to be on your team to be in the Spartan
race.
No,
didn't want to. She was on our team.
Oh.
So
I was there, though.
I was there, Maria. I was there.
And same heat.
To top it off,
she won.
Was supposed to be our guest with me and Vint a few months ago, and she didn't make it. We were starting to maybe smell a little bit or something. No, anyways, I'm going to tease you for a
okay. All right, there's enough. Okay, there's enough estrogen in here as it is.
Oh,
so
okay.
Let's,
thank you
no,
so
thank
much.
You know what? And thank you for everything you do, for the support. No,
my
to support
goodness.
The community, Dr. Maria, and, you know, veterans in this community. I know your daddy's a Marine. He's still a Marine,
Whew,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, ha.
Yes.
And
Once,
you
always.
And your, yeah. And,
shake it off, Maria.
But
shake
you
it
do,
off.
You do a lot of, you do a lot of
great
things.
I don't have any
baggage
because of that. Nope.
Nope.
Anyway, you're welcome. Thank you.
So
thank
I married you, one. Okay.
You know.
So now the rest of my life, I've acquired that great baggage.
Hoorah.
Cool.
All right, we're going to take a break here. I don't know why.
We take an early break, and we come back with Dr. Kara Tennant.
Because we can take a photo during the break if you want to.
Yeah, yes, and we're going to come back with Dr. Kara Tennant. We're going to talk about all things that you need to know about Thanksgiving with your critters and then some. So we'll be right back with that. And again, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Crackmaster Windshield Repair, veteran-owned business. If it's a little bitty chip under the size of a dime or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. He's not going to waste your time. He's just going to fix it. It lasts forever. And if it doesn't, he'll refix it. What can you say about that? Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street for a absolutely professional quality workmanship in getting your windshield fixed. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant.
Hashtag parasites.
Oh, how you sparkle, and oh, how you shine. The blush on your cheeks is more than the wine. And he must do something that I didn't do. Whatever he's doing, it looks good on you. You look so good.
Don't miss it. The Reading Gun Show this weekend only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammo, and, of course, reloading supplies. This weekend only, the Reading Gun Show at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Everyone's looking for more out of life. But what exactly does more mean, and how and where do we find it? At Shasta College, more is whatever you want it to be. More degree and career options in virtually any field imaginable, from business and technology to healthcare, liberal arts, and beyond. More opportunities. The evolving economy requires well-trained, tech-savvy employees, and salaries are growing as fast as demand. Finally, there's more support. Shasta College is more than just a community college. It's a living, breathing academic community where every student has the chance to connect, be inspired, and achieve their career and life goals. A new semester starts soon at Shasta College, and there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu to browse classes, apply, and register before classes start filling up. There's more for you at Shasta this semester. Come see what we're all about. Shasta College. More possibilities.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Friday. It's Friday.
Is it really?
Gosh, I can't help it. Portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our really good friends over at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. It's the only place that we buy our guns. And it's getting close to Christmas, and there's got all types of neat things going on there. Veterans always get discounts at Bastiani Arms. Customer service is outstanding. Any type of firearm or shooting accessory you can imagine, Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated by Sarah and John Bastiani. Don't go to the big box stores. Go to them. Keep, you know, give them a chance to beat those prices at the big box stores. Plus, they're there afterwards. You're talking to the same people all the time. Bastiani Arms. Phone number 530-222-8222. Again, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Dr. Kara Tennant, thank you for being so...
Thank you for sharing your time.
Anytime.
Yeah, well, you know what? She came in and she said that last night. I said, well, I just thought it could be just a couple minutes. Turns out it's... becomes an extravaganza.
Yeah.
It's an extravaganza.
She can hang out anytime.
And so you were supposed to run in a race with her, or what happened?
You did run in a race.
Right. So last year when we did the Spartan, we had a team, and because you're swimming in mud, I didn't bring my phone.
Oh.
So I couldn't find them. Sure. So I ran it by myself. And then they ran it.
Yeah. But they wanted you because you could have carried them. Because you could have carried them on it.
Didn't bring your phone, and it's like, I can't find you.
You know, the funny thing is here
a bummer.
Anyway.
So you just
now, are we
going to
talk about parasites today?
I thought we'd talk about parasites the entire time.
Okay, we're doing that as a joke because Jared last time started itching. We had to spray him with some kind of flea control medicine before he left. I mean, you really got to you, didn't it? No, come on, buddy.
Squirmy.
It was several times.
Several times.
Wormy.
And you were talking about different things in the body. You know, he just his shoulders get going up higher and higher like this. Going, oh, you know what? You would not be good on a medical show, buddy. You would be swearing you had cervical cancer.
Yeah,
or
he'd
something.
Be passed out.
Just the fact that the show "The Monsters Inside Me" exists gives me nightmares. Just the name of the show gives me nightmares.
That is like my favorite.
What?
Monsters Inside Me.
Oh, Monsters Inside Me.
It's amazing.
That's because you want to eventually
you love biology,
be there
yeah.
at the Center for Disease Control.
Yeah, eventually.
Studying.
Yeah. So, Dr. Kara Tennant, Cary Animal Hospital, you're like this wonderful vet. And we've sent several people to you that from the doggy park that... you know, I said there's this young gal that is just fabulous, and Dr. Kara Tennant. So, anyway, we are so happy to have you on our Friday mornings, and we want to know, I'm sure our listeners, I've had this conversation the last couple of days with people who are listening right now about, okay, look, can we revisit the toxins of the Thanksgiving food and what it does when the doggies get it?
Yeah.
And the kitties get it.
It's all sorts of good stuff around Thanksgiving, right? Because we have food and decorations.
Tinfoil.
And tinfoil.
Chocolate.
So the first thing is going to be the turkey itself, right? So the big thing that I see is bone ingestion. And a lot of people don't know that cooked bones are incredibly dangerous for animals, whether it's a cat or a dog, because cooked bones... splinter and can cause intestinal blockage or obstruction. They can tear the esophagus. They do all sorts of damage to the body. That being said, even raw bones have that potential. So I definitely don't recommend that. But it, like the wishbone or thigh bones or anything like that, don't do it.
No. Linda and I fight over the wishbone already. The dog has no chance.
But I mean, some people would just throw like the leg bone out because they would think, you know, they have big dogs. The big dogs like to chew on bones, but you're saying that can splinter up and cause obstruction.
Yes. And then you have a medical emergency where your dog needs surgery, and then you have a $2,500 vet bill that you weren't planning for. And nobody likes that.
$2,500.
Well, that would be probably with me.
Oh, okay.
At the emergency clinic.
It's going to be $12,000.
It's going to be about double.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, are you guys on high alert during these holidays?
Well, I wouldn't say we're on. Well, maybe. Yeah, I mean, we do see more GI upset, so vomiting and diarrhea, pancreatitis because they're eating rich food. We see, you know, you worry about onions and garlic because that's those
because
are another two.
Because you never, they, you know what? You should never feed your dogs
no.
onions and garlic. It'll kill them.
Never, even little bits.
even little bits. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Here's the thing is because you're chopping and cooking. And this is one of the big things. Oh, I wouldn't feed my dog that. But you're chopping onions or you're having, you know, for dressing or whatever. You know, if that stuff falls on the floor, you got mm-hmm. a small dog, mm-hmm. comes in and just goes...
Yeah,
that's it, and then all of a sudden, dog's sick.
Yeah. One of the things that you brought up before.
Want to hear that again?
And I think that it's so. Is speaking of, if you have been serving alcohol, and you have, let's say, your glasses in the dishwasher, and you're loading the dishwasher, and something within the reach of your cat or your dog, and they get in there and they drink. Just thinking it's just because, you know, there might be some grease or food on a plate, and they can do that when you're not looking. What happens with alcohol consumption, you know, unintentional alcohol consumption for pets?
Yeah, so that's a great toxin, too, because to think about how many drinks it takes for us to start feeling it and think about how small your animal is, whether it's a 10-pound cat, you know, we're 10, 15 times the size of that cat. So they don't need very much. Same with your dog. And they get alcohol toxicity just like we do if we drink too much. It can be really dangerous. So they tend to develop seizures and they go into a coma and then they die.
Well, Elk Killer gets funny at first.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, and starts making these stupid jokes. But then she gets mean. So you got to watch her. You know, after that second martini, she is out of it. So, no, but you're right because, you know, that's a good point because, you know, you're putting things in the dishwasher. And the dog, who has no manners, will be right over there helping you in the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and you may not feed them at the table, but. Guess what? They're scarfing up mm-hmm. on the where the trash is and mm-hmm. everything. Or yeah. reaching big dogs reaching into the trash mm-hmm. if you're not watching and right. just grabbing things.
And on that same vein, any like if you're making bread, like a yeasty bread, if they ingest yeast, that actually converts into alcohol mm-hmm. And also will dilate. So not only can it cause bloat, but it also can cause alcohol toxicity. So you really have to be careful because that's not a common one that a lot of people know about. That any sort of yeasty breads are really dangerous.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? There's so many things that we got to watch for because people will put out like candy, like if you have parties, so you've got stuff everywhere, and then your dog comes in. Oh, look at that cute little dog! Oh, look, you're begging. And you give them like 12 pounds of sausage that night. I mean, different people. Uh-huh. So you've really got to watch that. You know, we tell people not to feed the dog at the table when we have big dinner parties. But you know they're sneaking stuff to them.
What are some of the nuts? And all nuts are bad for dogs, right?
I wouldn't say all nuts, but all nuts are really high in fat, and so it can cause upset stomach. So the interesting nut that is really dangerous is macadamia nuts, mm-hmm. and that actually causes neurologic disease. So we don't know the mechanism behind it. We don't know why that happens. You know, why is it macadamia nuts and not almonds? But it can make them really, really sick, and there's really no antidote. It's all supportive care.
Well, you know, the other thing about macadamia nuts, it could be in things, mm-hmm. too. You know, it's like people who have children with peanut allergies. Mm-hmm. They have really got to check everything. And if it's not in big letters, it should be in some of these stores. But
yeah.
So it's the same thing. The dog could get a hold of something that's got a macadamia nut in it, and it's like, oh. Elk Killer got a airborne, you know, the thing, you know, that airborne mm-hmm. Pill and years ago. And 8 years ago, I can tell you exactly, 8 years ago. and so I called, of course, it was a Saturday, or maybe it was a Sunday, called the emergency vet, and I said, she ate this airborne. He goes, she'll be okay. And
no, then, I called, by the way. You were sick.
You,
you
got the second
let's
part
get to,
of
let's
it.
Let's get to the true
you
part
got
of the
second,
story.
You know what? Okay, you tell the story. You weren't there.
I called.
No, you did afterwards. We're
okay.
talking first part of the story.
All right.
I called the vet, and he said, no. And then he said, "Well, what's in it?" And when I hit the word zinc, he said, "Bring her down because zinc will get her." So you may have things like that laying around too. Zinc.
Yeah, you don't know. You think airborne is so benign?
Yeah.
You know, for us, it's kind of like a supplement, vitamin.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean these things. Our animals are so sensitive. There's all sorts of things that are. That
you know,
can tell
you, every time you come in here, I wonder how these dogs have lived this long. You
know.
I mean, how do people's dogs? A dog got up there and ate the turkey carcass. You know, comes back the next day.
Yeah, I had the big dog that I remember, Casey, our dog in the country. We used to throw the carcass out there. Yeah. I know it's disgusting, but that's what we did. And yeah. he lived to be, I don't know how old. But anyway, he was an old shepherd, and we got him at the, you know, at the pound. And this is when we lived in the country. And God only knows what they rolled in and they brought home. And their gut ripped up from the barbed wire. And my dad, so, I mean, it was just, you know, porcupine needles, you name it. But that's not what we're encouraging here.
No, we're not. And it's how to take care. Because
be educated.
You've got, you know, ranch dogs and all this, but the indoor dogs, they're systems. They're bred to be indoors, or they're bred, you know, for certain things, or they're small. Their systems aren't, like, toughened up for that.
And they're living longer. I mean, these animals in the, you know, whether they are the ranch dogs or animals in the wild, you know, they don't live as long as our, most of the time, as our indoor animals.
Our indoor animals, they sleep well, get fed.
I know.
And, you know, they don't realize they're little gods.
Well, we're going to have to take a break, but I know that Dr. Kara Tennant, you know, she has wonderful topics. When we approached her with the Thanksgiving topic and food, just to remind everybody about the toxicity of some of the stuff that's in the food that we're consuming that the dogs and kitties should not.
You know,
but when we come back, let's talk about some of the things I know that you've studied and brought, you know, topics that you'd like to bring up here in the next half hour on our Free Fire Radio morning show.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heat In and Air. 38 degrees. 38 degrees at night. Do you think it may be a good idea to have your heater checked? Make sure all the filters are clean and that the air ducts are working and it's working great. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642, a veteran-owned business. And check out their website, homecomfort.org. Voted best in the North State, and there's a reason. They're the only ones we let come in and check out our heaters and air conditioning systems. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
It really breaks my heart to see a dear old friend go down to the worn-out place again. Do you know the sound of a closing door? Have you heard that sound somewhere before? Do you wonder if she knows you anymore?
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Full-service spas are most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatment, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Riverfront Playhouse has been the North State's community theater since 1981, and you are invited to join us on stage. Open auditions are being held November 19th and 20th at 6 p.m. for the play Man from Earth, written by Jerome Bixby, television writer for such classics as Star Trek and The Twilight Zone, directed by theater veterans Daryl Alvey and Spencer Deardorff. Join us November 19th and 20th at 6 p.m. at Riverfront Playhouse, 1620 East Cypress, Reading. For more information, visit us on the web at riverfrontplayhouse.net.
Now that you're gone, I've got a feeling that I've never felt before.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
He really is. You really did get inspired by watching that rant.
You know what?
He's like, he went into your brain and woke up with...
Yeah, he's country boy today.
But you know, country music is great. I watched The Voice last night. You know, I would watch Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and sped through it. And it's just so wonderful to see talent. You know, people who are super passionate. It doesn't matter your age or what you look like, that you have this platform to just sing. And if you're really good, it doesn't matter. I love that.
You know, I'm not even a country fan, but I listened to the soundtrack mm-hmm. when I was watching that show, and I loved it. So.
There you go.
Good music, yeah. Storytelling music, and you know, if whatever hits your heart, it could be any kind of genre.
Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know what? I'm going to do it. You might as well. You can point at me and laugh, but I'm going to do the live reads. I'm just going to keep plowing through them. Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, the very best place to ever get a haircut. Man's last stronghold. It doesn't get any better than that. Right in Cypress Square, right across from the little subway right there. All right. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant, and we're talking the things that are happening during holiday seasons and how they can be dangerous for your animals. But something, because we just did the man on the street, and that was a question is, opiates on, you know, for people around here, but what about animals and their owners?
Yeah, so this is interesting because what we're seeing now is we're seeing owners who have figured out that veterinarians will prescribe opiates for their pets. So there are some people that will vet hop. They'll take their dog. My dog's so painful. We need pain medication, blah, blah, blah. And they'll get pain medication from one vet. Then they'll go to the next vet and get it. And these are controlled, you know, they're controlled drugs, but vets have them. And so what I'm seeing is actually maybe about 3 weeks ago, I had a pharmacy send a prescription request for a controlled substance for the dog. And the dog had died 6 months prior. And they also had gotten a refill because when I get a prescription request, it tells me how many tablets they have received. If it's a refill, like they've filled it previously. I had never filled that medication for this pet, even though this pharmacy said that I did. And the dog had already died. And so
that's an indicator right there.
Yeah. So this owner was filling, you know, controlled drugs for her pet who,
but it was things that she could take because you,
these are human drugs.
These are human drugs.
Yes. Right. And people have figured that out. And so it's tough because it's
what, poor little dog is limping around, you know, oh, here you go. And then mm-hmm. five veterinarians later, you know, what you're going to need is that when you put that in, it goes to all the veterinarians around saying, hey, I'm giving opiates or yeah. painkillers for this dog here. If he comes through,
that'll be the next, probably, stipulation or a rule or regulation for you, I'm mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's a way for pharmacies to know if they're pharmacy hopping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is.
But for veterinarians, it's not like, yeah. you know, I know what all the clinics are prescribing. And it is a controlled drug. It is logged. It is something that's reported, but they don't talk to
you. There's a couple guys out there right now going,
I know.
They're going to find out, where can I steal a dog?
I know. I was thinking, oh, maybe I shouldn't talk about that.
Is there something
No,
trending?
No, you should because, and I'll tell you why. It shows to the level that we're at here that people are, you know, this is really not a significant problem, but it could be. And people need to be aware of that, too. Mm-hmm.
Is there something that's trending now that you've seen in the last month with perhaps infections or diseases or something that you're seeing, again, trending in the fact of what you're seeing in your practice?
Yeah, I'd say the two things that we've seen that we've had a run on is panleukopenia in cats. And panleukopenia is a virus that attacks the GI tract, and it also causes upper respiratory signs too, but it is fatal. Mm. I mean, it is, there is a chance that these kitties can survive, but...
How do they get it?
So direct contact, and it's also airborne, but you can vaccinate against it. So we see it in animals who are not vaccinated, so it's usually young kitties, and they can be happy, healthy one day and dead the next day. And there's no treatment. There's no medication you can give to...
There's no indication until they have it, and then it's too late.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes they'll come in with an upper respiratory, then they'll start vomiting, having diarrhea, and then they're dead. It's all supportive care. So, IV fluid therapy, injectable medications to help prevent infection. We try to force feed them. But there's only so much you can do for these guys. And it's awful. It is awful because they're young and they're so cute and,
see things like that, do you ever want to just, I'm going to put them down, that kind of thing? Or do you fight it as long as you can?
Depends on what the owner wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if I feel like the animal's suffering, then, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
But, I always want to give them a chance because they're so young. And on the flip side, we're seeing parvo and dogs. And parvo is another disease that we can prevent with vaccines.
Yeah.
And that causes massive vomiting and diarrhea. It attacks the GI tract of usually young dogs. Sometimes we see it in older dogs that are not vaccinated, but the virus is so tough to kill, it doesn't die, and it stays alive in the soil for years and years. It doesn't ever get hot enough or cold enough to kill it. So,
and this is why they talk about do not bring your dogs to the doggy park because of all the feces.
Until
they're inoculated, right?
Right.
And this, we see people bring puppies. We're like, do you even have a clue?
Yeah.
They don't.
They're just,
it's a cute little,
Yeah.
No.
And there are some animals that are what we call non-responders. So these are animals that have received their vaccine series in an appropriate intervals that never develop the protective antibodies to that particular disease.
Wow.
And we see this in pit bulls and Rottweilers mainly. Not every pit bull or Rottweiler, but, as far as the non-responders, those are going to be overly represented. But the thing that everyone needs to know is if you get your vaccines done through a veterinarian, these vaccines have a guarantee. So what that means is if your dog, say your dog is vaccinated for parvo, your dog gets parvo, and we can show through the record that your dog is properly vaccinated, we can call that vaccine company and say, hey, this dog's developed parvo. Here's the record. He was vaccinated appropriately. That vaccine company will actually pay for the treatment. And when we're talking about parvo, we're talking about, $1,500, $2,500, depending on the dog and depending how long they're hospitalized. So that's why
it can be treated and beaten, though.
It can, but it's IV fluid therapy. We treat them with secondary antibiotics to help treat the secondary infections. We try to get them to eat anti-vomiting, injections. But it depends on the dog.
Isn't that interesting? Wouldn't it be great if other agencies did that? Hey, we used your medicine. Guess what? Got sick.
It would be nice, right?
Yeah. Oh, hey, then we're going to pay for that.
Yeah. But that means if you go down to Tractor Supply and do your own vaccines, they don't guarantee that vaccine, even though that vaccine is made
by
it's the same vaccine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not guaranteed. So what a vet does is they check the temperature of the refrigerator twice a day, every day, and it's logged. Mm-hmm. So we have to prove that, and not everybody does that.
Isn't that interesting? So, so this, you always come up with something great.
That's so cool.
You do. Yeah, you know what? So if you're going to have your animals vaccinated, especially with parvo, have it done by your veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
And because that, if it doesn't work, if your dog isn't non-responsive to the vaccinations, the company will then pay for their treatment. Is that everything? Or just parvo?
No, it's everything. So distemper, panleukopenia, pretty much any disease, even the upper respiratory diseases. So like the Bordetella vaccine we give protects against a couple, a virus and a bacteria, even though it has a whole broad thing. that causes kennel cough. So several different types of viruses, several different types of bacteria that we can't vaccinate them all for. But if we can show that this pet has, say, Bordetella, then they'll help pay for the treatment too. Yeah. Yeah, same with intestinal parasites. So heartworm preventative. So say your dog's on a monthly heartworm preventative. Yep. We show that your dog has a negative fecal sample. It doesn't have any parasites. But the next year when we check the fecal, they're hookworms. But we can show that we have a year's worth of heartworm preventative that this dog or this cat has been getting monthly. They'll help pay for that treatment too.
But that stuff, on that stuff, you give them to them yourself. So do they just assume that you gave it to them?
And that's the thing. So you have to, and you have to have like a year's supply. You can't show that you've missed, you know, that you've missed a month. But you may have missed a month. They don't know because you're at home.
Yeah. So, but you've got
to. But it's on the purchase. But you have the records that they
record.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that was, you know what, that's a big thing right there because those are very expensive things. Okay. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
I've been sitting here staring at the clock on the wall. Now I've been laying here praying she won't call. It's just another call from home. You get it and be gone, and I'll be crying. And I'll be begging you, baby, beg you not to leave. But I'll be left here waiting with my heart on my sleeve.
Discover the East Reading residential community of Shastina Ranch, built by Palomar Builders. Located off Airport Road with a regional park, walking trails, decorative streetlights, sidewalk planters, view lots, fabulous open spaces with close proximity to quality schools. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. These homes are priced from $356,800 to $518,800. Contact Rhonda Culp at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Don't miss it, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammo, and, of course, reloading supplies. This weekend only, the Reading Gun Show at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Discover the residential community of River Point, built by Palomar Builders, located in South Reading, with large deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. This credit may be used for closing cost upgrades or landscape and is a limited time offer. Contact Debbie Morgan at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Just a small town girl.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this wonderful Friday, the Friday before Thanksgiving. We hope that you guys have a, you know, fabulous weekend. And, of course, you know, Thanksgiving week, that if you're traveling and you're going to be with, you know, families coming here, that you have a safe and wonderful time. And remember that our guest this morning is Dr. Kara Tennant. We're going to, from Cary Animal Hospitals, we're going to get that phone number and email address and location again that we're going to, if, you know, we've got people bringing pets, people with pets, the activity of what happens with a lot of people, pets getting out, being around activity where maybe especially puppies, they're just going to pick up anything that's on the floor, including medicines, when you leave your suitcase open.
Nylon socks.
My dog swallowed a nylon sock. I had a little knee-high on. I don't even wear those things, but I had a knee-high on. My, all of a sudden, I turned around. Where was it? My dad said, I think she swallowed it.
Oh, no.
So, anyway, so she ended up, I know it sounds gross, but she ended up, I think a day later, like...
vomiting.
Yeah.
Half of it. And then she's trying to get it down again, and I grabbed it and pulled it out. And I said, what are you doing?
That's not a story for weeks.
She said,
This portion of the show, we have one last sponsor.
Cornerstone Community Bank. Why don't you give them a chance to... show how they are moving local dreams forward at Cornerstone Bank, the newest branch, of course, at 1845 California Street. You know, it's your neighbors working in the bank, giving you great deals, great customer service. Cornerstone Community Bank. They do so much to support our community. We'll be hey, we'll be right back. We'll be right back
Steve,
Monday.
You can't help it. One, two, three. Mr.
Well,
Rote.
Well, you know what? It's, the fact is when you move my cheese, which you do every chance you get, to expand my horizons, my ability to do. Yeah. I mean,
you got to think on your feet, buddy.
Let's go back to Dr. Kara Tennant. Welcome to
Dr. Kara Tennant, Cary Animal Hospital.
Welcome to my world.
Located at the top of. Hilltop and Lake.
That's
so you're right over by the car wash.
Yes.
A car wash up there. And tell us your hours of operation.
You're getting bigger and bigger over there.
I know.
You guys are expanding.
We are expanding. Yeah, I know. We're going to try to add a couple more exam rooms.
Great. Hours of operation.
So now we have our winter hours. So Monday through Friday, we're open 8 to 6 instead of 8 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, Sunday, we're still open from 8 to 12.
Weekends. Yeah. Yay.
Both
and
days.
Sunday.
And Sundays.
And I will be here this weekend.
Oh,
Saturday
yay.
And Sunday, 8 to 12.
Oh, well, maybe we can send Jared in and get a little check up there.
Maybe I can show him some parasites.
No. Jared has this thing
the
about
parasites.
The
monsters within, so those are living inside of you.
Okay, so now we've talked about watch out for Thanksgiving because your dogs and kitties can really get sick if you feed them the wrong stuff, and you know, especially macadamia nuts to a dog, that's it, death for Smoochie.
I know.
And then opiates that you prescribe for your animals, and all of a sudden people are starting to abuse that. I mean, that's where we're at here, and then now
it's pretty bad. Well, I thought I would mention pet insurance.
Mm.
Not a, you know, a sexy topic, but I get asked about pet insurance all the time. And I would describe pet insurance kind of like car insurance. Like there's a deductible that you have, and then once you meet the deductible, the insurance will pay, you know, a portion of whatever it covers. And they have insurance plans for pretty much anything. They have wellness plans, they have illness plans, they have accident. And there are some things they don't cover. There's some companies that don't cover breed-specific things. So, for example, like a Labrador Retriever, when you think about a lab, you think about cruciate disease, hip dysplasia. And so there's some companies that won't cover that just because you have a Labrador Retriever.
Oh, pre-existing conditions, huh? We better get Congress into this.
Pre-existing conditions. There are some companies that don't discriminate against the breed either. So there are those, too. So what I tell people is insurance companies or insurance, I mean, it's always good to have kind of in the back of your mind, but something like a wellness plan, like you kind of have an idea how much your annual visit is going to be, you know, how much the heart room test is and the vaccines and the preventatives. And so you can kind of prepare for that. But the things that I would recommend is having something like an accident plan where you have, like, your pet is hit by a car or your pet ate some rat poison or, you know, something where you're not expecting this huge vet bill. And that's what I like. Now,
about things like, it's not hit by a car, but just say it's, it hurt its leg. It was running around and something about. Does that fall under that?
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
Okay.
That would be accident or illness.
Okay.
Yeah. So and pet, it's not like vets only take certain plans, because the way pet insurance works is you pay the whole bill. And then you submit your invoice to the pet insurance company, and then they will give you a check. So all veterinarians will take whatever pet insurance because you're still paying.
You're still paying their bill. Yeah, you're going to be the one that has to fight it out with the insurance company. Now, do the insurance companies want you to have your animal inspected?
They do.
Okay.
Yeah, so they'll want
just like people.
Right. So they'll want a physical exam, and they'll want the record of that from your vet. And what they also won't cover are pre-existing conditions. So say Fluffy came to me for a skin infection in September, and now it's November and you want to get an insurance plan. Well, they're not going to cover anything with skin, dealing with skin, for a year. And as long as Fluffy has not had any other skin conditions, then when you renew your policy the following year, then they're likely
to start
covering that. What
about loss of life? Can you get, do they have like
I'm sure they do.
You know,
they
once have... I've lost my dog, and it's really hurt my feelings, but it could be, I could feel better if I had money.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's what insurance
you'd have
about.
To go to court
okay,
for
no,
that.
No, no,
I don't
no.
think insurance.
No, no, I mean,
slippery
I mean,
slope.
I mean, but people have insurance that when they pass away, it goes to their family. I mean, so you don't think they have, like, death insurance for
I don't
dogs.
Think
so you're
going
to have
like
a death certificate
like a life,
for your dog.
Like a life insurance plan for your dog.
Yeah.
I
no,
think
probably
they
not.
Have.
Yeah.
By the way,
expensive.
Care Attendant in Care Animal Hospital, Dutt, if you're a veteran or a senior and you go get, you know, to have your pets examined and you have services, you just have to ask for it. But that's great that you do offer those discounts to seniors and veterans because we know that in both instances, they're
there's
limited,
a lot
some,
of them
some
here.
On very limited yeah. income. Mm-hmm. And having your pet have, like you say, some kind of accidental or eating something and have to, you know, it can cost money that you perhaps don't, you know,
so
can't come get it, right now.
It may be worth having talking and looking at the animal insurance because we know people have had, I think we've known people mm-hmm. have gotten that. And you know what, as if your dog's healthy or your cat's healthy now, or I guess it's almost any animal, I imagine, I'd like to have insurance on my anaconda. So, who knows?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. How do you insure a snake?
You have to find someone to examine it first.
Yeah. You can
right.
do that. Can't veterinarians, that? I mean,
probably,
can't veterinarians
yeah.
do that? I mean what,
of
how
course
do you,
they can, but who wants to do that?
Do you take its temperature?
I don't. I mean, they're there's probably snakes.
Cold-blooded.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Put a little
I don't know what they're called. But well,
like
the reason is because you were watching some stupid horror movie last night that was all about a man turning a snake man turning into a snake.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was called.
So,
it was called
how's it end? A mongoose gets him. He's bred to be this, you know, this king. He's going to last forever.
Oh,
and this
God.
Mongoose gets out and kills him.
So bad.
What movie is that?
I don't know.
It's called.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. It's
yeah.
Like it's like 100 years old. Never
probably
mind.
70s.
Oh, my God.
Don't say 100 years old, because 70s was my era, so.
Okay. Okay. We
Dr.
got, like,
Caratena,
3 minutes.
We digress. Okay. We digress.
You know, when you're on, we just kind of
talk
about
We just
about
went
everything.
Into, like, the snake movie. You know, snakes, can they be insured? I'm not sure. Did you just tune in? Good morning. It's KCNR 1460, 856 on this Friday. Currently 45 degrees. Our highs today will be 57 and our lows 38. With us this morning is Dr. Caratena from Care Animal Hospital, and we just want everybody to know Thanksgiving is coming up, and our monthly visit with Dr. Caratena about what to look out for this Thanksgiving.
What kind of symptoms should we look for? I mean, obviously, if the dog eats something, he's going to be, or the cat, they're going to be throwing up. But there may be other signs, though, right?
Yeah, lethargy is a big one,
okay.
And hiding.
Hiding?
Uh-huh, hiding. So say your cat normally comes out to greet you, or your dog comes out to greet you, but your dog's hiding under the couch, your cat's under the bed,
oh, wow.
and doesn't come out. Mm-hmm. Or in the closet, you know, any place that they don't tend to spend a lot of time, that's unusual for them, that's cause for concern.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, dog whisperer. If you're gone for, you know, like a day or two, and mm-hmm. you come back and your dog kind of like ignores you for a while, is the dog telling you something?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think they do. Dogs and cats do that. They're both very smart.
They're ticked.
There's some that are, and
he
they give you the silent treatment.
I said they give you the paw.
Yeah.
They give you the paw, like the finger. They're giving you the paw.
They're trouble.
Yeah. And so, but you know, it takes them a little bit, but then they, then they warm up again. But
just ignore you. Like, talk about being snubbed.
They look at you and really instead funny. Of running up and just, you know, they just you know, look around the room. Anyway, Dr. Kara Tennant, thank
you're
you
wonderful.
So much. And,
you're welcome.
And have I know you're going to be working this weekend. You said
yes.
But next weekend is Thanksgiving, and you've got, you know,
enjoy
all the
time.
And I do
family.
Have that weekend off, which will be nice.
Yeah.
You can travel with your dogs, or do you have them, somebody take care of them?
They're going to board up here.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much. And again, at the end of, you're located at Care Animal Hospital.
Yeah.
It's on the end of Hilltop.
Always lovely to have you
up
on.
Up there by the, close to, the hamburger place there.
Bartels.
Bartels, mm-hmm. which is probably dangerous.
No, I went there the other day.
Mm.
They have the best garden burger ever.
Yeah, garden burger, because we know.
I know.
Right. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. We're going to, on Monday, we'll have Bill Casparino here from SST Oil. And he's one of the, you know, he's a big business here, been a member of our community. It's and he's part of the, he's part of this resurgence of businesses that are trying to have an impact on what's happening with Reading. And I think it's going to be really interesting to talk to him on this. But have a great weekend. Be careful out there. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Reading by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the administration is pleased by yesterday's House vote on tax reform.
The president applauds the House for passing the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, a massive step toward fulfilling our promise to deliver historic tax cuts for the American people by the end of the year.
The first major tax rewrite in three decades has been a career-long goal of countless Republican politicians. They're touting the reductions as a boon to families, businesses, and the entire U.S. economy. The director of the Homeland Security Department's Office of Faith-Based Partners.